You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Kate Inge with Juno Public Libraries. Back again. Welcome back to the show, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on, talking about libraries activities for the month of March. But first, what have you been reading?
So I just started The Witch's Heart, which is by Genevieve, I think, Gormacek, I think is her last name. And well, it's about a witch who meets Loki. It's, you know, back in some Norse mythology. I've heard it's really good for people who really liked the book Circe that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. I just read that one.
Yeah. So I just started. I'm just really excited to kind of delve into a different kind of take on Norse mythology.
Sounds like a good one. I did enjoy Circe a lot. And also, I recently read Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. So,
that's a good one. That's a really good one.
It's hot right now, you know. But I just wrapped up a book called, it was a pretty quick read, called Pretty Things by Janelle Brown. It was sort of a psychological thriller, a bit twisty. And like we were saying before, there was a twist at the end I didn't see coming. So I always love it when an author can take me by surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Well, moving on to the list of topics to discuss today, activities for the month of March. Where there's a will, there's a way is a virtual estate planning program that's coming up. But before we talk about that, I just wanted to quickly ask about the iDidaRead program and also 3D printing now available at the library.
Right. So the iDidaRead challenge is thanks to our friends over at the Alaska State Library. They came up with the challenge and invited every library in Alaska to participate. So I put it on the front page of our website as well as our Facebook, and you will register using the same Beanstack program that we used for summer reading last year and that we're probably going to use again this year. And for every minute you read, you log it, and it equates like a mile of the iDidaRead. And the goal is that we want people to read 860 minutes by the end of the month.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's a great challenge.
Yes. And there's no prizes because this isn't really like an official library program, but you will get along the way, the more you read, you'll get some badges and other kind of rewards for completing milestones. And I've taken a look at the badges, and they have cute little iDidaRead sled dogs on them. So it's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I'll read for a cute sled dog badge picture.
Yeah. Me too.
I've never clocked my minutes. I have no idea how long it would take me to get to 860, so I might have to find out.
Yeah.
And 3D printing at the library? That sounds pretty cool.
So it is pretty cool. We've been working on this for, I think, 2 years, maybe close to three. I think COVID pushed it back. I think we were going to roll it out last year, and then COVID happened. But we have a 3D printer at the downtown library that is available for the public. Anyone 13 and older in Juneau who has a library card can submit a print request, and we'll print it for them.
Oh, I see. So we submit the request. Yeah. You do the printing because I don't know how to use a 3D printer. I would definitely need a lesson.
Yeah, we have a staff person who's been practicing, and she knows all the ins and outs and how to make sure prints come out successfully, because sometimes things can go a little wrong. But if you provide us with the image, the model that you want printed, we'll have a way to put it in the 3D printer, and then we'll print the model for people.
And what kinds of things have you been printing for people?
All sorts of different things. We do have on the 3D printing website, and also there's a display downtown. We have examples of things that we printed. I think the coolest one, one of the staff members had a moon that's probably about the size of a softball printed that you could turn into a lamp. And so you can put a light in it and turn it on. And there's this just gorgeous like moon lamp that she has. It was really cool. And we've done a bunch of baskets. I think people now have 3D printed places for their plants to go in, little animals. I think last year she printed me various different whales for when I had In the Heart of the Sea. Actually, now that's like a year and a half ago. So just about anything you can really think of, you can have a print made of it.
That sounds incredible. I wish we had a little bit more time to talk about that. I have a bunch more questions, maybe next month. But
next month. It's not going away.
Good. I'll have to come down and give it a try. But I know that you really wanted to get to the virtual estate planning program. Those are always really popular events for the library. And I don't know if you've been able to have too many in this over the last year, but there is one coming up tomorrow. So tell us all about it.
Right. Again, it's our There's a Way programs. Pre-COVID have always been really popular, standing room only, using the large meeting room in the Valley. And now this is our first program that we're able to do virtual. So we're really excited about it. And through Zoom, we have a registration link that you can find on our Facebook page, or you can call us and we can get you kind of registered that way. And it's going to be with local lawyer Liz Smith. She's going to be answering questions, telling people about like the difference between like estate planning, trusts, why you need one even if you think you don't. We'll also go over some library resources. We have a database of legal forms that is free to our library card holders that has anything from like estates and trusts to like lease agreements, buying or selling. So there's lots of great resources there that people can use. So we're really excited about it. And we're glad that we're able to have this program again. And I believe the goal is to record it. So if you aren't able to attend, we'll be able to have it available after the program. You won't have a specific question answered, but you'll get the benefit of the information that she's going to share tomorrow.
That's great. And I know that Liz Smith is going to explain a lot of really, like, frequently asked questions, like the difference between a will, a trust, mm-hmm. and a living will, cost of doing it yourself versus using a service or hiring an attorney, how to name someone to make medical and financial decisions for you.
Yeah.
Is she also going to be having a little Q&A after she goes through her topics?
Yes. Yeah, so they put a buffer in there. So there will be time for a Q&A. And I think if you email us ahead of time, we can take, I think Sherry Somerville's information's on the flyer that we have up. And if you email her, we'll have you can get your question in ahead of time too, and we'll make sure that they're answered.
Oh, that's great. Where can we find out more information or RSVP?
So you can find more information on our Facebook page. We have an event that is Where There's a Will, There's a Way, and that will give you all the information about what's going to be included, including the link to click on to register. And if that doesn't work or you don't have Facebook, if you give us a call, 586-5249, we can also tell you what the registration link is that way too.
Excellent.
It's a bit.ly link, and it's very specific, and I don't think we have time for me to go over it over and over again to make sure everybody has it listened to the radio. But if you're interested in, call us, we can tell you what it is.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be too hard for anybody to find.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kate Inge, Juneau Public Libraries, thank you so much. I sounds like you guys have some good stuff going on, and the library's open again, and and I look forward to hearing more from you next month. Is there anything else you want to add today before we say goodbye?
No, that's it. I'm just glad that everybody's coming into the library. We missed Juneau. We're glad Juneau's coming back in, and we're very happy that we're able to start providing programs again.
Thanks so much for coming on the show today, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, talk to you next time.